Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I just want to encourage you today that when it looks like the enemy is cranking up a notch, it's only because they see that the Lord is coming in like a tidal wave, mm-hmm. and he's going to take back what they stole from God. Mm-hmm. And God is so merciful and so good. Even if you're in captivity, in other words, you got sin in your life, you don't want it in your life, and you can't shake it. Like I was just listening to Steve Hill's testimony. He said, I was addicted to drugs, and I always wanted not to be. Mm-hmm. And that may be you. You got stuff in your life, whatever it is, and you want to be set free. Just continue to cry out to God, because what God did with Israel, here they were really, raised outside the ways of God, because they're up under Pharaoh several generations, 400 years. And so they didn't know much about it, but they were God's people. Mm-hmm. But they were in bondage and captivity, and they cried out, so distinctively that God heard their prayer. Not because they were perfect, because when they got in the wilderness, they brought all their baggage with them, and they mm-hmm. did all these things. And he said, I heard their cry. And so many people just go, I just can't beat this thing. They say, if you can't beat it,
join it.
That's not true.
No.
That's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants to just be tenacious on you and your relationship. Maybe you have a marital situation. It's just like, boom, boom, boom. Take the trash out. I'm just joking.
Is that how it goes?
That's what Teresa told me.
No, maybe it's the children. You love your children and you want your children, but it's just like this stuck. Things are just stuck in the context, like kind of break loose in the context of that. Maybe it's your occupation. You see yourself, you have ownership inside of you. You are a business owner. But you just can't break loose from that. You can't see how to bridge the gap, and you just feel stuck in that occupation, which is great. You're doing a good job. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, but you just have business in you. There's something inside of you, and you're wanting to break loose. And maybe, tell them what it is. It could be, you live in a state that's real oppressive to Christians, and no matter where you go, you can't even, every time you open your mouth, they're just saying stuff. Listen, just cry out to God. Cry out to God. If Israel cried out to God under Pharaoh's bondage, and he so heard ahead of time that he made sure that Moses, a deliverer, was born way ahead of their cry, came down the Nile, raised by Pharaoh's daughter, trained up in the best universities of the day, if you would, went out into the wilderness for 40 years only to meet him there to send him back to you to tell you God loves you and God's got a plan for your life and you can be free. So I just want to encourage you today. Today is a day of just reminding you of the goodness of God. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Understand that God was with Israel, and he was greater than all of Pharaoh's, stuff and things and ideas and political schemes and all that. He was greater than all the environment, the locusts, the water, the frogs, the hail, the weather, the sky. He was greater than life itself, because he could even in a moment take life. Mm-hmm. And that's the God that we serve. The question, this is the whole thing is, in our crying out, even though you're stuck, do you still believe in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he could say, you're free. You're just free. And that's what happened to Steve Hill. He was talking about instantly a minister came in to speak to him. He said, that Jesus can set you free. Mm-hmm. He just never knew he could be set free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But understand, that's the whole purpose. Jesus came to set the captive free. And captive is not necessarily, and it could be, that you're physically in a lockdown somewhere. And that could happen. It's happening right now to Pastor Assad in Iran. We need to continue to pray for him. Dear Lord, free that man.
Yes.
And, but you're locked down in sin, captive to some sin in your life. And it could, I think the biggest captivity, John, don't you think? I mean, you can let me know what you think.
Sure.
Okay, then we're going to go. I got to ask the question first, right? That's funny. Is that funny?
I would listen. I confess
is the sound
everything.
Cutting in and out, or
everything
is that
that
just
Pat, what do you want to hear?
Check your headphones.
Yeah. Is it cutting? I'm sorry. But think about it. What were you talking about? The biggest captivity of all. But think about this. The biggest. This is so important, because this is what's locking down God's people right now in America, I believe. Is religious captivity. Mm. I mean, because when revival hit, as we talked about on previous programs when we're just honoring, you know, these generals, God's general, Steve Hill, and also honoring present day, you know, John Kilpatrick, my spiritual father, that, you know, we're moving along in revival. When God shows up, we have to reevaluate everything that we were doing. And you had to say, okay, I was doing this and this and this and this, and that was my heart towards God, and this is what I want to do, but his presence is awesome. All I want to do is keep his presence with me. How do I? And that's when you look at, I mean, a big journey. I mean, it's always been a big journey. Look from the very beginning of time. God takes his people on a journey. This is why he does it. You know, Saul didn't have a journey, and he didn't last, and God resented the day. But David had a journey. King Saul didn't have a journey. He was just hiding behind his luggage, shaking. They brought him up, and they put him in leadership. David had a journey. Maybe David would have ended like Saul if he wouldn't have had a journey, but he had a journey. A journey meaning he got the snot beat out of him on the way there.
Process.
So it's process, yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. Process, not snot beat out of you. And then, and so when you get there, and God shows himself mighty in that, and so there is a journey getting there. And so when we tell you, you know, you need to abide with the Lord. That comes out of all that religion. It comes being delivered from all that religion. It comes out of experiencing the presence and the power of God. And we're still experiencing his presence and his power. It hasn't stopped. And that compels us to continue to tell you that God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. But when we say you can abide with him, you need to go to iabide.org and request that a simple plan. We have a free plan for you so you can begin to walk out this thing called a relationship with God and his presence. And all of a sudden, you can begin to reevaluate like we did and say, you know what? God's speaking to me. God let me know today. He let me know today that this is going to happen in my workplace. Right? Mm-hmm. Is this not right?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't sure God does. Talk to us about that? I mean, God just speaks to us, doesn't he?
He does. He does. I mean, that's not... There's so many times I've needed you know, God to, you know, help me with some of the projects that I work on all the time, and you know, a lot of times I'll get myself frustrated because I can't figure it out, but then when I stop and pause for a moment and just ask God for help,
isn't that amazing?
You know what, Lord, I'm sorry I didn't bring this up earlier, but a few ball spots later,
right?
I need some help with this. Can you tell me what's going on here? And sure enough, you know, within a few minutes, seconds, you know, whatever it is, God just tells me what it is.
Right.
When we stop long enough to ask.
And what's so important in the context of that is the fact that, you know, you having this continual abiding relationship, you're in a relationship with God. It's like you don't know this God and all of a sudden you're crying out for help. That's not what we're talking about.
Right.
We're talking about a God that you spend time with every day. And we're talking about God speaking to you. You know, so many people may be saying right now, God speaking to you, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. And, It's normal for the church. It's actually normal for the church for God to be revealing himself to you. And when you think about elephant, for example, when you see the word, I tell you elephant, you don't think about the word elephant. You see an elephant pretty much. Some people do. And when you see a picture's worth 1,000 words. But not only that, sometimes God just prompts you and you just follow that prompting. If you're not walking in sin, you're not getting ungodly counsel and you're abiding with God. You just walk in that and God, you had this plan for me.
Right.
Or maybe you're in the word itself and you're reading and all of a sudden something just jumps off the page to you. And he's like, whoa. And you just stop there. You write that maybe in your journal and you just kind of soak on that. And all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, that thing just lands.
Mm-hmm.
Could be that day, but just a new dimension in God. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about. God speaking to you. And sometimes, just like I talked about in the testimonies about the Brownsville revival, when I said, God, use me. Use me. We're just crying out to God. God, his presence was powerful. Use me. And God said, okay, I'm taking you at your word. And it was like, whoa. And I heard that. And that just resounded in my spirit. But quite often, it's the voice of the Lord in our spirit, not your head. Your head submits to the ways of the Lord. And if it starts in your head, be very, very cautious. But if it starts in your spirit and works its way to your head, then your mind, your thoughts are submitting to the ways of God as you're abiding there, which is very important. Because so many people, you know, say they're hearing from the Lord. It's like, well, you know, if you're hearing from him, that sin you're in that you're saying he's for. For example, I've heard folks prophesy over folks says, the Lord is good, is okay with your rebellion.
Right.
He understands it.
Right.
On tape.
Wow.
And then brought it to me. I'm like, okay. have fun. See you next fall, right?
Works out for you.
Yeah. They put it on tape. It's like,
wow.
You know, are you serious? And of course, the person had a horrific journey. Mm. You know, spent 5 years in just scars today, but they're walking with the Lord. But that whole journey of not evaluating what's being said to them by the written word of God.
Right.
It lines, everything God says lines up with his word.
Right.
He's not going to step outside. He's not going to step outside of his own word.
How do I know that God did not tell you that? How am I so certain?
Right.
Because it completely contradicts the word of God.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
It's impossible that God told you that.
Right. Exactly. So in today's programs, don't forget, we're four programs back to back. We're fixing to go to break. We're hopefully going to get a chance to talk about, you know, what is a biblical perspective, God's news behind the news about why in the world would Congress want to talk all night about global warming? Hmm. It's important. It really means something. It's a platform being established. And as we said earlier, and hopefully there's some related links to this you can find later on, that in the VFN Torch about the spoken word. When you see people speaking something that's contrary to what presently is, they're trying to establish it as a reality. We even talked about, you know, Hitler. He'd practice his speeches and all that. And he stood up and he spoke. And we pick our presidents, think about it, and our leaders. But think about presidents themselves, and you can see more about this on related links, based on a speech quite often. Mm-hmm. You don't know him, or maybe in the future her. You don't know them. You just hear one speech, it just resonates. And that's what they say. We need something that resonates with the nation or a majority of the people in the nation. And so the spoken word is so powerful that you have to pay attention when somebody's speaking something that's contrary to what really is, contrary to the ways of God, and contrary to the Constitution. You have to go back and say, they're working on something.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on something. And we're going to talk about one of the 13 rules and the rules for radicals. Global warming is what they're going to talk. They talked about, and they're doing this very distinctively. But the humorous thing is, as soon as they finished, God blew a cold breeze so strong across there, it blew things out at the Capitol out there. And our Lord is greater than that. But it's a socialistic push is what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, big government takes care of you. And we'll talk more about that as well. And also The Veil of Tears is a movie coming out.
Veil of Tears, it's a documentary film that's produced by Gospel for Asia. K.P. Yohannan is the founder there. And it's missions all across the world. But they made this video about women that are suffering in India, children.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... my goodness, you got to hear it, and I can't wait till we share about it, because, you know, God wants us to move with compassion, but we can't move with compassion for folks if we don't know what's going on.
Right.
And part of being educated and being informed of how people are suffering helps us to have compassion and empathize and be able to pray for their deliverance. So
right.
It's going to be really exciting to share that.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand If you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.